country especially. Who would ever have thought our country would be like it is today? It's just hard to imagine. In verse 17 of chapter 4 of the book of Daniel, this matter is by decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdoms of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basis or the lowest of men. Now, when we look at our country today, you see our leaders today, what kind of leaders we got? You know where we got them from? God just said, I give them to you. I give you these kind of leaders. Now, why would God give us these kind of leaders, church? Would it be because we forgot about God as a nation? Disobedience. Huh?
Disobedience.
We forgot about God as a nation. Oh, I could sit here and go through the list of things that has happened since I was a young boy that put God out of our society, that turned God away from being the God that people love and serve. I want to talk about an unwanted message today. Yeah, we got the kind of leaders we got, and God does this with every country, not just our country. God puts in leadership. Now, you go to the poll and you vote. But you know what? God still puts there who he wants. Because he's so wise. He knows how to accomplish it. And see, he can allow something to happen, or he can keep something from happening. Because he's God. And he always does what's right. Because he's holy. So we got the kind of leaders we got today because we forgot about God in this country. We don't want God to tell us what to do. You see, young people, you might have been this way when you were young. You didn't want your mom and daddy to tell you what to do. Huh? And as a nation, we did this with God. We don't want God to tell us what to do. I got my own mind. I can think for myself. You sure can. You can think wrong, can't we? God allowed Nebuchadnezzar, who would be the king of Babylon, God promoted Nebuchadnezzar to be the king of Babylon. He would be the head of gold. He'd be the greatest of the nations. God brought him to power, give him his power. Now, Nebuchadnezzar didn't think that. He thought he was that smart. That's the way people are today. I'm that smart. No. No. God's the one ruling. God gave you your ability. It's what ability we got. God gave it to you. But how you use that ability is another thing. But God allowed Nebuchadnezzar to be the king of Babylon, but because of his pride, see, he thought he was king because of myself. Boy, I got it together. So God showed him he didn't have it together. And God drove him from his palace, and he wound up eating grass like a cow in the pasture for 7 years. God did that to teach him a lesson. Boy, God's great, ain't he? He made a man eat grass like a cow. I could elaborate more on that. the Jews disobeyed God so bad, he made them eat one another when they died. Better not boast too much about God, folks. He can make you do what you don't want to do. Because he's God. Well, his hair grew long, his nails grew long, but finally God put him back on the throne. God let him go back, be the king, because he was going to teach him a lesson. You know what? God weren't just teaching Nebuchadnezzar a lesson. He was teaching me a lesson. And you a lesson. We better listen to God. He's the one in charge of it all. We don't have much to say about it. So God select rulers, Daniel said. God selects the rulers that will achieve his purposes. What he wants to accomplish. So, folks, we're serving a wise God. A wise God. God selects rulers over people when we refuse to listen to him. He gives us these kind of rulers to get our attention. But what's so sad, sometimes he still don't get our attention, does he? Has he got America's attention yet? No. We did hear something great yesterday. Faye heard it, and we had the TV on. They said there was a tornado in Michigan, and it just tore up a town there, bad, bad, bad. And it was a woman, wasn't it? Said, Jesus, she cried out, Jesus, help us. Boy, that's unusual. You know what would happen if this nation would cry out, Jesus, help us? He'd help us. He really would. But the sad thing is, we're so anti-God today. We're so brainwashed today as a nation. We're not going to cry out, Jesus, help us. We're too smart as a nation of people, we think. We can figure it out ourselves. Well, it's not going to work, I can tell you already. Today we have many rulers who are anti-God. They reject the Bible. This is a hated book, folks. This book has always been hated, but it's hated now like it's never been hated. It's been burnt. It's been tore. The people that wrote it down have been killed. People that make copies of it have been killed and persecuted. And now we're at the state that, you know what? They want to take our Bibles now. Did you know that? Really? They want to shut them doors out yonder. We got a growing concern to shut the doors today in this country. Because what we believe is not what they believe. And what we believe is they call hate speech. Our country now is no longer a God-fearing nation, and our public school system and the universities, many business and the government do not want the Bible, the prayer, or God mentioned. Don't mention them in the schoolhouse. Don't mention them in a lot of businesses. They don't even want you to wear a cross if you're a lady in some businesses, or have a Bible on your desk in some businesses. You know what? God's a gentleman. God's a gentleman. God will say, that's all right. Just forget about me and see what happens. And see what's happening. You see what's happening, church? There's an assault on our Constitution because the people that wrote our Constitution were God-fearing people. It gives us the right to worship, freedom of speech, and they want to take our weapons from us. They don't ever talk about taking the weapons from the criminals, though, because you can't take the weapons from the criminals. They're always going to get one, aren't they, Johnny? They're always going to get one. All they got to do is break into a house and get yours. That's all they got to do. They don't even have to buy them. God has given us leaders out of the universities who are godless and politicians who implement laws contrary to the will of God. So now we sell liquor, the devil's juice, drugs, we murder babies, we have gambling parties, gay clubs, gay marriages, bar rooms, transgenders. And the result is we have a society that don't want God telling them how to live. We're going to do what we want. That's the attitude. In 2 Thessalonians, turn in your Bible to 2 Thessalonians because you need to see this. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. This is important. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 6, let's talk about the restrainer. The restrainer. And ye know that, and now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. Who is he talking about here? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a restrainer of evil in the world, church. I want you to listen to me. I want you to get this. How does the Holy Spirit restrain evil through the church? The church, made up of born-again believers in Jesus Christ, is a restrainer against evil in society, church. That's the reason when some of us came along, we didn't have all the evil we have today. They didn't sell liquor back then when I come along. They were out in the woods making it. That's the only way they got by with it. Yeah, I could go right now down into the woods to places where they made it. I remember where they're at. But you couldn't sell it. And so the restrainer was at work in society. All the businesses downtown on Sunday was closed. Yeah. So people could go to church. It's not like that now, is it? Not like that now. We got new laws. We got new regulations. We want people to be free so they can do what they want to. Yeah, for this reason or that reason, it's legal now. That's why we got so much evil in our society today. God, listen to me carefully, is allowing us as a nation to destroy ourselves. He's letting us destroy ourselves. We don't want to hear what this book has to say. We want what we want as a nation. And tomorrow, I am told that if the Supreme Court goes ahead and approves of what that memo said, that they're going to kind of shut down abortion on the federal level, let it go back to the states, that tomorrow's going to be a lot of rioting going on. It's already planned. A big rioting day if that's announced tomorrow. Some have said it's going to be announced. I don't know where it will or not. Time will tell. But whenever it is, it's going to be a riot day if it goes against what they want. Because they want to kill the babies. They want to have a right to kill the babies. Well, you know what? God will let them do that. But they all just forgetting there's a day appointed. Every one of them is going to go marching up before God's throne all by herself to stand there, and they're going to be told, and I'm not going to use it in an improper manner, but he's going to go tell them to go to the lake of fire. Amen? That's where they're going to go. Yeah, Paul talks about the restrainer here in 2 Thessalonians, holding back evil. And he does that through the church. When the church is strong, when the church is living like it's supposed to be living, living holy and godly and serving the Lord and getting out the gospel to other people, it holds back evil. When we come along as children, you hardly ever heard of a drunk anywhere. It was a rare thing. Now it's common. And I've said it many times. You could park your car on Main Street of Lumberton, leave the keys in it, and that car would be all right. Sitting there all day long. Hey, folks, today you can put your car on Main Street, so to speak, and the key in your pocket, and they can still get it. Paul, God is allowing us to destroy ourselves. This is what one gets when we don't want to listen to God. God lets us destroy our own self. At the same time, all of the above is going on. The churches are becoming even more liberal, teaching people nothing in a lot of churches. It's nothing. They're having concerts and dramas to get people to go. Selling hot dogs and donuts. Amen. That's how they support their activities. They got to sell things. They got to have sales. It's because they're not preaching the gospel, standing for the gospel. Others are teaching and preaching to give more money to their ministry, and God's going to bless you if you'll just plant a seed. How much would you pledge? How much would you pledge? What kind of, how big a seed would you pledge? That's the way some churches operate. And out of their pride, I'll give $1,000. I'll give $500. Yeah, that's the way they operate. Some of them. Some of them have healing ministries today. They'll pick out certain individuals to appear, to go up on the stage. It's all staged. They know what's going to happen to start with. And yet people just pour in to see that. Just pour in to see such as that. And throw just all kind of money behind all that. Fakery, folks, fakery. And people go for it. Gullible, gullible. But how many want to come to church and hear the gospel? Hear about your sin, how you need to live holy, and walk before God upright and serve Him with all your heart and love Him. People don't want to hear that. People don't want to hear that. We got other churches, you got to talk in tongues. If you're going to be spiritual, you got to talk in tongues. Such foolish doctrines people teach today. And some of them are running up and down into churches. And then they waller on the floor. And they call that, they're in the spirit. Yeah, they're in the spirit. But it is not a Holy Spirit, folks. It's not a Holy Spirit. Turn in your Bibles to Colossians chapter 3 in the New Testament. Boy, now this is a scripture we need to really meditate on as a body of believers, as Christian people. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Colossae, wrote these words. Boy, if you'll meditate on these words, it'll help our spirituality, folks, if you apply these words. Colossians chapter 3, look down at verse 12. Put therefore on as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Talking to Christians, church, how to live. That's what he's telling them. And above all these things, put on charity. The word charity means love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, through the which also ye are called in one body. And be ye thankful. Be a thankful people. It could be worse. Listen to these words. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Let the word of Christ dwell in you with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. That's what we're supposed to do when we come to church. We're to come to, he said, to sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Sing to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. What a passage of Scripture for God's people, for us to feast upon. You ought to mark that in your Bible and go back to it often and meditate upon those words. Let's talk about spiritual darkness a moment. We're seeing spiritual darkness like we've never seen before in our country and the world at large now. There's very few places in the world now there's the Spirit's really working, saving people. You don't hear much about it anymore. Revivals, people getting saved. This spiritual darkness is demonic, as the Apostle Paul points out in Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. That's what's happening in your life today and my life. We're having spiritual darkness coming against us. Did you all know that? Trying to discourage us, trying to hinder us, trying to discourage us. Spiritual darkness. He said, we're wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual weaknesses in high places, Ephesians 2:12 says. Satan and his crowd is constantly against us, church, to discourage you, to cause you to stumble along, maybe even doubt your faith. You need to be aware of that. That's why it's so important we be reading this Bible, believing this word, living by this word. Today, church attendance is down, especially with young people. Lots and lots of the young people have no time for church now. We're facing high gas prices. I understand they're going to go up some more, maybe $6 a gallon. Higher grocery bills, inflation, shortage of every nature, riots, shootings, and we have the lack of common sense in leadership in our country today. Why? Because we forgot about God as a nation. We don't have time for God. We got other plans more important as a country than repenting of sin. We don't believe we're sinners as a nation. That's how deceived we've become as a nation. The people in our schools and our universities, they're atheists. They have no fear of God at all. And they're power hungry, every one of them. Power hungry. In case you've not noticed, as believers in Jesus Christ, you're not wanted. Your opinion's not even wanted. The drumbeat is getting louder and louder of anti-God, the Bible, and Jesus in our society today. And it's going to get louder. I'm telling you the truth. You better be preparing yourself for some dark days. I'm here to warn you. Because it's not going to get any better, I don't believe. And I don't mean to discourage you. I'm just telling you, you better get grounded in the Word of God. Because it's going to get dark. And I don't know how dark it's going to get before God takes us out. Those of us that's been saved. If you haven't been saved, you better get saved. The growing movement in this country today wants me and you to shut up. They're in charge. I'm telling y'all the truth. They want to hear what we got to say about Jesus Christ because they don't believe in him. They don't believe in him. Our morality is unwanted and our worldview is unaccepted. Because a lot of them don't believe there's no God. They don't believe there's no hell either. The recent pandemic of COVID-19 has set the stage for closing down the churches, fining and jailing ministers, and it's going to get worse. Because this is an anti-God society and world now. Let me ask you something this morning. What you going to do when they tell you you can't go to church? What you going to do? You better be thinking about it. What you going to do when they tell you you can't go to church? When God said don't forsake it. Which one you going to do? Well, when we had the pandemic, we closed the church for 2 or 3 weeks to use CDs to try it. But when I seen where it was going, we closed that deal. You got to make up your mind. You going to obey God or you going to obey the government? When today you can't go to church. Because you're going to be making a decision in all probability. The Bible says we're to render to Caesar the things that's due him, but to God the things that belong to God. And God said, go to church. He said, don't forsake it. I believe God's over Caesar. Our government thinks our children belong to them. Did you know that? The government thinks them is their children. Our government does not think we have sense enough to take care of ourselves. And that's what the move is on today, to try to get everybody under the government's control. That's where everything's ahead. They want to get everybody now on Medicare. You see, get everybody under the same plan. I told Faye the other day, I said, honey, we're paying $600 a month for hospital insurance, just she and I. $600 a month just for us. And these people all around us getting the same treatment we're getting, and they're not paying a dime. Something's wrong somewhere, folks. There's something wrong somewhere. I'm ready for another world, Brother Chavis. I'm ready for another world. In case you didn't know, we're headed for the end of the church age. That could happen any second. I'm not setting dates, but it could happen any second. I lay in bed at night just wondering, could I be gone now? Yeah. I try to imagine how wonderful it would be gone now. Amen? Because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. We don't know how far the Lord's going to let his church go in the direction things is going in this world. But we know this old book here says there's coming a man of sin. Amen. We know this book says it's going to be a one world government. There's going to be a one world religion. There's going to be a one world currency. But this old book says there's going to be a rapture, in which God's going to snatch his people out. But how far down the line we have to go before we're snatched out, I don't know. I'm just saying here today, I'm preaching here today, you better get grounded in God's word so you can be faithful. Amen. Till he calls us home. We've got to take a stand. We'll soon be a cashless society, I'm told. And people will be allowed only to spend so much on food and so much on this or so much on this, because the government's going to be in control. A one world government. And it's happening fast. Amen. It's happening fast. It's accelerating. The plan's already underway. The plan is already underway, church. This week I heard that our president has already told WHO, which is the World Health Organization, he's putting us under them so that this organization outside, influenced by China, by the way, can have control over our health and all of us. President Trump got us out of that. But our president has put us back under it, I understand. I'm just telling you, folks, everything yellow is not gold. Everything yellow is not gold. The COVID-19 pandemic has taught the elites how to better control people. They've been practicing on us. Get the people to submit to their demands. Threaten them. You're being threatened. If you don't get them shots, you can't work there. That's what they've told some. Now, I got my shots. I got shots when I was in the Army. I got shots when I went to school. I'm not against shots. But this thing that if I don't take a shot, I can't have a job is ridiculous. So they threaten people. I know people that refuse to take the shot, and now they can't get a job nowhere else. And they fine people. And they don't let them have a job unless they get a shot. This is our government, folks. It's turned against people. Control. That's the idea. Control you. You're under their control. In America, you're supposed to be free. This country was founded on freedom. Where's it at now? It's being eroded away. Why? Because we forgot about God. That's why. Amen. We forgot about God as a country. We voted him out. So they're preparing the masses of unsaved people to submit to the Antichrist when he appears after the church has been raptured. And so when the church is raptured, people will sign up to the Antichrist so they can buy, go to the doctor, get medicine, get food. And if they don't sign up, they're going to starve to death or be put to death. It's going to be bad, folks, to be left behind. You don't want to be left behind. You don't want your loved ones left behind. You got loved ones in that box, you better be praying. What's going on with our government is now a foreshadowing of coming darker days that lay ahead for this world. It's going to get darker. But you know what? No matter how dark it gets, for me and you, we can trust God. Because God said that wouldn't leave us nor forsake us. Now, at the same time, that don't mean we won't have some bad problems. But you're still supposed to trust God, no matter what. I mean, I've read enough to know people trusted God burning at the stake. Amen? Peter the apostle was trusting God and they crucified him upside down. But you still and I, we got to trust God. We got to stand firm. We got to resolve. I belong to the Lord. The Lord said he'd be with me. The Lord said he'd make a way. Let me talk about something else. today's threats we have. Have you noticed Russia is threatening to use nuclear weapons? Think about that. She's threatening to use them. Iran is on the verge of being nuclear. Iran is on the verge of being nuclear. North Korea is testing to be nuclear. All these countries with nuclear weapons, somebody's going to cut a weapon loose, folks. Somebody's going to cut a weapon loose. Because these men are wicked men, folks. They don't have no heart. We're hated. We're a hated country. Everybody's against us now. We're not liked by people no more. Any second the rapture could take place. Boy, wouldn't that be great? Yeah. Nothing in prophecy has to be fulfilled before the rapture could take place. Everything's already been done. Israel's back in her land. Jerusalem's all been recognized as the city capital. Our emphasis is there. We're just waiting now for the trumpet to sound. Yeah, we just wait. Hey, the bear's moving over yonder. She's restless. The way things are lining up over there in Europe. And hey, folks, we could be gone out of here any second. We just want to be faithful. Keep serving the Lord. Trying to get out the message that Jesus saves. Oh, I wish I had some more time to speak with y'all today about what I'm talking about. The Bible says there's an Antichrist coming. You know who the Antichrist is going to be? The wickedest man there's ever been. You know why he's going to be the wickedest man there's ever been? Because Satan's going to be in him. That's why. He's Satan's man. There's never been a man as wicked as this man's going to be. But when he comes on the scene, he's going to be the nicest guy you ever saw. Yeah, he's going to be a nice guy. And the false prophet's going to come along. He's going to be even nicer and promote him. Yeah. It could happen at any time, folks. Yeah, it could happen at any time. Because people do not love the truth, they'll believe the lie that deceives them. Our elected officials today, y'all can believe me or not, but our elected officials today, most of them, will get on television with a smile on their face and lie, 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 and smile about it. This past week, we had a guy in that trial that's going on now. We had a guy that was, I think he was the head of Hillary's campaign. He had flat out said that she had approved of the spying on Trump in court. But what's going to be done about it? What's going to be done about it? And they can just lie and lie and lie. But I'm going to tell you something as I close, and I hate to close. There's going to be a judge up there one day. They can lie all they want to. But I don't believe they're going to be lying then. They're going to be too scared to lie. Amen. They're going to be too scared to lie, because they're going to see the truth looking at them, and they know he knows everything about them, because he's got it all wrote down. And besides, he already knows it. I'm just telling you, church, I'm just trying to warn my people that God put me to be with. I'm just telling you, you better get grounded in God's word and be faithful. You better make sure your salvation. You better be drawing nigh to God, because we just may see some tough days before God is ready to take us out of this world. We just might. He just says, be faithful. He says, it's required we be faithful, church. It's going to take a lot of grace for us to be faithful. We're going to have to believe this book, live by this book. We're going to have to be praying and encouraging one another. And praying for one another. Praying for these people in this box. And Lord, we pray that you'd have mercy upon us. Forgive us for our many sins. Forgive us for our unfaithfulness. Help us to see ourselves. Help us to repent and be the people you'd want us to be. And remember this nation, O God, in your mercy. And we pray for leaders that's blind and deceived, Lord. We know it's the devil that's done it, Lord. And they don't know that the devil's using them, Lord. Lord, help them to realize there is a Savior that can forgive. There's a Savior that can save. There's a Savior they can call upon, that have transformed their lives, Lord. Lord, help us as a people. Help us as the church to be faithful, to be spiritual-minded, Lord, to love the Lord and serve the Lord, and we'll enjoy the Lord for eternity. And I give thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Our altar's open today for you to come.